This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When I started prepping the show today, I thought I was going to do a very different type of show. And then I heard an interview with DeGeneva. I don't know if you guys know who DeGeneva is, but he's like a high-ranking attorney, not a district attorney, but I don't know what they call it. I don't know all the legal stuff, but out of New York or somewhere. So he was high level within the Justice Department as an attorney. He's on Fox quite a bit. Older gentleman, knows what he's talking about. And the reason why, it's a 14-minute interview that I've broken into pieces. And I did this because I've never spoken to Mr. DeGeneva. I don't watch him on Fox very much. I mean, I've seen him. I'd certainly know him in public if we saw each other, etc. He would know me too. But I've never spoken with him. Don't follow his interviews or anything. And this is why I don't follow a lot of other stuff, because people will say, hey, Kevin, did you know what Limbaugh, well, who's Limbaugh, first of all? No, I'm kidding. But I don't follow other people. As much as I am an absolute fan of Thomas Sowell, I don't read his books. And that's really for two reasons. One, I don't want to be demoralized about how little I know. And number two, I don't want to feel like I've taken the ideas from him. Now, that being said, I'm not recommending that for everybody. I think you do need to enhance your knowledge in many ways. One of my I'm a big fan of a lady named Heather McDonald, and I read a recent story that she wrote, because we support this thing on how we're going to infiltrate schools and take back, get rid of the social justice agenda and put stuff back. And I just recently read something because somebody sent it to me, and it was unbelievably good. I mean, here again, somebody's showing me how little I know. And which is fine. I love that, because it's a humbling thing, and at the same time, it challenges me to up my game and be better. But I intentionally don't do those things, because I want people to understand that the ideas that I have are my ideas. And if you go, oh, I heard that over here too, well, then it validates what I've said, what you may be thinking, and so on and so forth. So that's why I do it. It's not an ego thing. It's not anything else. It's just a check for me to say, okay, that idea is permeating, and it isn't, like a derivative of something that I heard or whatever. So that's the reasoning behind it. And I was sent this clip from Joe DeGeneva, and as I said, I've seen this guy. I don't know whether – sometimes you see people and you go, should I respect them or not? I have an acquaintance here where I live, and his name is Eric. And he's kind of a big Bubba looking dude, and he's a billionaire. And I went to lunch with him, and I will tell you, without a question, every conversation I have with this guy, I'm blown away. He looks like a Bubba, but the minute you take you, it would be like you talking astrophysics, and you're an astrophysicist, and you think Bubba is not going to be able to respond back, and here he is saying, well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, but when you think about the movement of a quark inside of an atom, and he starts talking to you about, and you're going, how would you know that? I mean, only astrophysicists know it. And then he goes into a layer deeper than that, and you're going, holy cow. I've done this at least three times with this guy, where I just sat back and went, he's got better things to do. He's a billionaire, he's got a fiance, he's traveling the world. But if you bring up a topic to him, I promise you, he'll dig so deep in that topic, you'll swear that's all he does is study that topic. You've met these people. They're called savants. He is absolutely brilliant. And I was talking to other people about him, and they just looked at me and shook their head and go, it's uncanny, isn't it? And I went, you're right. I'm glad you validated what I thought myself. But there are a few people that have that type of insight. Anyway, back to what I was going to say with DeGeneva. So DeGeneva gives this interview on WMAL, big station out of D.C. My friend Larry Connors works there. And I'm telling you, I want you to hear this. Number one, he gave insights that I couldn't possibly know, because he's part of the you know, the infrastructure, if you will, of government. He understands that. And that's why you have guests, and I should have a lot more guests on. But I'm able to find people like DeGeneva that give these interviews. So I want to give you just a soundbite of DeGeneva as he begins this interview, and he's talking about the question of impeachment of President Trump. And we're going to spend probably a lot of this hour just so you can understand what this guy's saying, because I'm telling you, it was a fascinating interview. Here's Joe DeGeneva.
Joe, the Mueller report is the ultimate Washington, D.C. Rorschach test. If you're a Republican, you see no collusion, no obstruction. If you're a Democrat, you see impeachment. And the Democrats today have a conference call planned to debate the Mueller report's implications, with the question of impeachment on the table and the calls for that growing. Do they have anything to hang their hat on as far as impeachment in this report?
Well, impeachment is a political process under the Constitution, which requires high crimes and misdemeanors such as bribery, treason, etc. Now, although many Democrats and many people in the press and many former intelligence officials have accused the president of treason with no basis whatsoever, that doesn't mean that the Congress is incapable, under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings and Jerry Nadler, truly a bunch of lightweights, to do the unthinkable, which is to try and impeach the president. If they do so, they will ensure his reelection, and they will lose the House, and we will increase our seats in the Senate. So there's part of me that wants them to do it, but it's not good for the country. But when have the Democrats ever worried about the good of the country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, impeachment. It's just, it's amazing that anybody's even discussing it, because you have basically a minority of members in the House who are saying we're going to overturn the will of the people. On the basis of what? They haven't even made a clear case, Joe, yet they're basically saying the words impeachment first and hoping for evidence later.
Yeah, well, I think what you see is what happens when hatred for a political figure reaches a fever pitch and then obliterates all reason.
Yeah.
The opposition to the president is probably best reflected by people like Chuck Todd of Meet the Press and NBC News, and I use the word news advisedly. Chuck Todd has become a nut, an absolute nut, an ignoramus, an anti-intellectual fool representing NBC News, but apparently nobody at NBC even cares about that anymore. So, as I've said before, we're in a civil war. At this point, it's nonviolent, and I hope it stays that way. We have the war of ideas, and I call it the war of non-ideas, when there are people like Chuck Todd who actually decline to recognize reality in their discussions. These people still think there was collusion. It's like listening to Clapper say, well, it may not have been active collusion, it may have been passive collusion. Now, you have to be mentally ill to say that.
That's just the beginning, folks. We're going to take a short break. I promise you this is worth it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bienvenido, amigos. Kevin Jackson is here.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about Joe Digenova. And he just mentioned impeachment, and he said, I hope they try to impeach the president. It is the way that you guarantee Donald Trump wins re-election and they win the House back. And if you notice, the rhetoric you're going to see of impeachment will tamper down, even though there's a radical left wing that wants impeachment to happen. It will be tamped down. The power struggle within the Democratic Party is being highlighted by the idiots that want impeachment over a man protecting himself from a lie, and those who go, wait a minute, I want you to understand, this is like liberal professors looking at their students and going, uh-oh, we created monsters. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. The next part, I want to play this Digenova interview on WMAL in D.C. Amazing interview, 14 minutes long. I'm breaking it into pieces so we can dissect it, but it is absolutely revealing. Stay with me on this. This is an amazing bit of information. Joe is an insider in the Justice Department from years ago, and I don't believe him to be – I mean, you listen to him and you say he's a partisan. No question. But – I don't believe him to be partisan. I believe him to be a pragmatist going, look, this is ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this in the Justice Department. I've never seen anything like this in the body politic of America. This is the biggest con job, witch hunt turned con jobs, what I call it, and it's continuing, but it will backfire. And the reason why I'm playing his interview is because I've been saying this for the better part of 2 years. Guys, hold on. Wait it out. You're going to see. And I want you to understand there are other people out there who have much better access and, quite frankly, much better information than I do. I am a relative ingenue in this stuff compared to a guy like Joe DeGeneva. He knows process, procedure, all of it. And he calls it like he sees it. No nonsense by the book. And look, as I've said, I don't care if this were being done to Barack Obama, I would be saying the same thing, fighting for the same principles, because that's who I am, and I know I represent you in that regard. So anyway, here's the second part where they ask him about the Mueller report. And here again, the guy knows these people. He's worked with them. He understands them. And check out what he says about Bob Mueller.
Now, can I just get your reaction to the Mueller report in total? Because we haven't talked to you since its release. What do you think of how the job that Bob Mueller did and what that report revealed?
I think Bob has embarrassed himself. First of all, it's not the Mueller report. It's the Weissman report. Andrew Weissman is responsible for this, and you can tell because the entire obstruction section, the 200-page volume 2, is all about Andrew Weissman's bizarre theories of obstruction of justice. Remember, this is the person who, with the consent of the Bush Justice Department, went after people at Arthur Anderson and Enron on a theory of obstruction that the Supreme Court rejected 9-0. This is the kind of brilliant legal thinking that Bob Mueller surrounded himself with. It really doesn't matter what the report says. The report is an embarrassment to federal law enforcement. It's a violation of all DOJ regulations. Bob Mueller is a disgrace. I've known Bob. I like Bob. What he has done in this report is an embarrassment to himself, and it's an embarrassment to the Justice Department. Bill Barr is too nice a guy to say that publicly about Bob Mueller, but this report is a disgrace. Now, listen to this. He says the president, he can't prove the president committed the crime, but he's not going to exonerate him. Now, let's just think of what that means. That means that you are no longer entitled to the presumption of innocence. That means that you have to prove that you didn't commit a crime. This is sick. And Mueller stayed too long at the fair. Just watching him talk to that NBC reporter outside, he mumbled something about he never comments. I can't wait to watch him testify.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. That was Joe DeGeneva. And he said a couple things that quite a few things. One, he talks about Andrew Weissman. And his comments about Weissman are amazing in the sense that if you go do research on it, he mentions the Enron case, which was really mishandled. And I think Mueller was involved with that. But he says Weissman writes essentially indicts these people at Enron, at Anderson Consulting, who was doing the work for Enron. They were Enron's accountant. And it was so bad that when it went up to SCOTUS, because it was appealed, and when it went up to SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, they rejected it 9-0. I want you to think about what was going on. It was during the Bush era. You had an anti-conservative, which I wouldn't call Bush conservative, but an anti-Republican guy named Andrew Weissman, who decides he's going to make a point about Enron, tie it as an albatross around Bush's neck, writes an argument, does an indictment of these Anderson guys, and it goes to the Supreme Court. And some of the most liberal justices on the planet looked at this and went, are you kidding? They were unanimous. This is a guy that Mueller put on his team. That's what DeGeneva is effectively saying. Can you believe this? It's a cast of freaks and frauds. And then he says, not only is it an embarrassment to the federal law enforcement, the Mueller report itself, he says it is a complete disgrace to Mueller. And the point that he makes to do that is the most valid of all. He says Mueller can't prove that the president committed a crime, but he can't exonerate him. In other words, he has to, the president of the United States has to prove forget the president. Donald Trump has to prove that he didn't commit a crime. Nowhere should that occur in this country. But I gotta, because we have a short amount of time and there's a lot on this, I want to move on, because he poses two questions to Mueller that I want to get in this segment.
Speaking of the effort to take out Trump, Peter Strzok was removed from the Mueller investigation at one point based on his text messages and the suggestion. This is all based on what Peter Strzok tells us, the suggestion of the appearance of bias in the investigation. Mm-hmm. Bob Mueller himself has not spoken out about this. And why have we not, even in the wake of the conclusion of the Mueller report, gotten any details about people who had bias towards the president who were removed from the investigation?
Here's the question I have. There are two big questions sitting out there in this very area that you read my mind. Question number one, Mr. Mueller filed a waiver of conflicts after he was appointed. What were those conflicts? We have a right to know. I believe in transparency. I want to know what were the conflicts that Mueller asked for a waiver from the so-called ethics professionals in the Justice Department. That's number one. Number two, Judge Contreras, who sits on the U.S. District Court in D.C., took Michael Flynn's guilty plea and then was forced to recuse himself shortly thereafter. What was the reason for his recusal? Until we get answers to those two questions, everybody involved in this process, including the Chief Justice, Mr. Roberts, gets an incomplete.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Wow. Two massive questions. I could do the entire show just on those two things. Mueller filing a waiver of conflicts and who waived them and why. And Judge Contreras having to recuse himself. What's that about? And why did Mueller, why does Flynn never sentence? There's a whole story behind that, but we got to move on. And I'm out of time this segment.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 4/24 through 4/26 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are two big questions sitting out there in this very area that you read my mind. Question number one. Mr. Mueller filed a waiver of conflicts after he was appointed. What were those conflicts? We have a right to know. I believe in transparency. I want to know what were the conflicts that Mueller asked for a waiver from the so-called ethics professionals in the Justice Department. That's number one. Number two, Judge Contreras, who sits on the U.S. District Court in D.C., took Michael Flynn's guilty plea and then was forced to recuse himself shortly thereafter. What was the reason for his recusal?
Those are the two questions we posed at the end of the last segment. Joe DeGeneva, just an amazing interview on WMAL that got my attention, things that I hadn't even considered because I'm not in that business. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's as riveting to you as it is to me. I'm fascinated. Anyway, we could do an entire show on that because I want to know what we talked about. Mueller is the person who delivered the uranium supposedly to the Russians during the time of Clinton. So what were those waiver conflicts that he talked about and who waived them? And then, of course, Judge Contreras, who essentially throws the book at Mike Flynn, General Flynn, and then recuses himself. It seems like that's out of order. You need to recuse yourself before you go after the guy that's, you know, in question here. Because Flynn, remember all the people that were going to bring Trump down at the time? Anyway, DeGeneva then comes up and he asks about the dossier itself. And I want to give you what he said about the dossier. And here's that clip.
Joe, the left is screaming that they want to see all the supporting documents and they want to see the unredacted report. Is William Barr going to give that to them? Are they going to get all the supporting documents? Is everyone in Congress going to be allowed to see that unredacted report or only select members?
Well, the only way they're going to get to see the completely unredacted report is with a court order allowing grand jury material to be disclosed to non-participants in the grand jury. That's up to the D.C. Circuit. They may grant it, they may not. If the department objects, they will never grant it. If the department doesn't object, they may likely grant it. I don't think they should, but who knows? I mean, obviously, releasing all the underlying information will create, an opportunity for mischief from the Democrats. But they're gonna make up stuff even if they don't get what they want. So if you watch Adam Schiff, you see these people are like a bad minstrel show.
You know, the speaking of underlying documents and what fed into the investigation in the first place, this dossier prepared by the Clinton campaign is under some new scrutiny from the New York Times, which all of a sudden believes that the information within the dossier may not be true and that it may actually be the product of Russian misinformation, which is Johnny come lately. Holy cow, the New York Times finally coming around to that idea. How soon will we get a thorough vetting of the dossier and its role in all of this?
Well, that will be partially in the Michael Horowitz report on the FISA fraud. And let's make no mistake about it. I don't care what Michael Horowitz finds. Absolutely do not care what his facts are and his conclusions. We already know that the four FISA applications were fraudulent. Mm-hmm. You could not rely on the dossier. It is a false document. And its author of the 17 memorandums, which constitute the so-called dossier, its author, Christopher Steele, testified under oath in a libel case in the UK that he could not verify any of the information. It is not even a close question about the status of the dossier. It was a political document produced for Hillary Clinton, the DNC, by Perkins Coie and Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson and Nellie Orr, to smear the President of the United States, create false intelligence to feedback into the United States to get FISA warrants. This is a closed case. For anyone who wants to debate this, they are nuts.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, welcome back again. Joe DiGenova essentially saying the dossier is flawed. And again, he's not being partisan here. He's saying from every bit of information that I know as an attorney, as a person who represented the government in some of the highest levels in terms of the Department of Justice, I can tell you this is a joke. And there's no way out for them. The dossier, I mean, I want you to tell me how you're going to get out of talking about a dossier that the author of the dossier, Christopher Steele himself, under oath in Britain said, it's been verified. These are notes, essentially, that the Russians were feeding me, that a lot of different sources, and I put it in a document as I was instructed. But in no way can I stand behind this as gospel. And you want to try to make hay out of that? Good luck. So then he goes on to, DiGenova goes on to talk about Mueller and Weissman. And I mentioned Andrew Weissman before, the guy who lost in the Supreme Court on indictments 9-0. The Supreme Court, I mean, you can't get more definitive. It wasn't 8-1. It wasn't 7-2. It didn't matter whether you were Republican or Democrat, 8-80, blind, cripple, or crazy, as my friends used to say. You were going to vote against Andrew Weissman and this stupid indictment that he did from Enron. And that would have been enough to ruin most people's career in a law enforcement or certainly legal career. And Mueller puts him on the team, along with Peter Strzok and all these other people. But anyway, I want to get to this before we run out of time. So here's DiGenova talking about Mueller and Weissman.
As far as Mueller, he works for the Attorney General. The Attorney General can tell him not to testify, but he is not going to do that. He will allow him to testify. And I hope Bob does testify, because he won't be able to handle it. He couldn't answer a question now if his life depended on it. He stayed too long at the fair. This obviously is the Weissman report. I think this, you know what's really fascinating about this? Andrew Weissman, this will tell you what Weissman thinks of his own work. Instead of going back to the Justice Department, which he was detailed from to work on the Mueller case, he resigned from the Justice Department, is now teaching at a New York law school, and is going to spend most of his time, now get this, on the Innocence Project. He left because he didn't want to be interviewed by the Inspector General about his role in the dossier. Guess what? He's going before a grand jury.
So the biggest piece of that interview is that Weissman will be going before a grand jury. So this guy has been chief of the criminal fraud section of the U.S. Department of Justice since 2015. In June of 2017, Mueller appointed him to a management role within this investigation. On March, roughly middle of March, 2019, Weissman stepped down, which is what DiGenova is talking about. He said, okay, enough is enough. Let me tell you something. The name hasn't come up very much, but And he's not pivotal in this thing other than he's the author of the report, and DeGeneva can see his fingerprints all over it. But it just goes to show you how, number one, how, the level of incompetence that you can rise in the government. And then he's made the guy that is anti-Republican, anti-Trump, one of the most biased people, the most partisan people you can put into office. He, all that I just described happens, and then suddenly he steps down. He gets a management role, and he steps down right before all this stuff, the cake's going to hit the fan. DeGeneva's on to something. He's saying this guy wants to get away from the blast zone. Now, why am I playing DeGeneva's clip on another radio show? One, I didn't interview him because it's tough for us to do interviews. And so it's like I'm talking to him. But I told you guys, my own, as a layman, and see, this is what I want you to understand. You have a superpower as well of common sense. Outside of a little inside information that DeGeneva may have, knowing these people and the players because that's his field, there's nothing new here under the sun. My powers of observation led me to the same conclusion that a guy, Joe DeGeneva, who was an attorney, U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia back in the 80s during the time of Reagan, and everything that he said from an insider's point of view has been, I mean, that he understands, knowing it to the degree that he does, there isn't any difference between us and him. We knew exactly where this was going to lead. I know where it's going to lead. And DeGeneva is just laying it out. So that's where we are. These guys are going to testify. And DeGeneva is like, I can't wait to see Mueller have to answer questions, because now he's got a bunch of underlings who have put things into a report that he doesn't fully understand. If Mueller wants to think of himself as an innocent man, how is he allowing all these dirty players, these crooks and scoundrels, to put these reports together? And DeGeneva is saying he better be scared. Weissman is scared. That's why he left. And look up the Innocence Project, too. There's an interesting little sidebar on that. There was a guy, big liberal, who led the Innocence Project. And you know what it turned out he was doing? He was setting people up to take the fall for people in prison, so that he could get the person out of prison, pretend that that person hadn't done the crime. Then he was selling the screenplays to Hollywood, making millions of dollars. Go do the research. Big fraud that happened with the Innocence Project. And I think it was out of New York or somewhere up north.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh boy, 1 hour for me talking about Joe DeGeneva doing an interview on WMAL, former U.S. District Attorney for District of Columbia back in the late 80s. And he's dissecting this whole thing, and he's telling you what I've been telling you, Art, Paul, there are many others, Carl. Few out there that have been naysayers. Kevin, what's going to happen? I don't want to see people come to justice. You're about to see people come to justice. The Democrats went too far. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Great interview with DeGeneva on WMAL. Great insights that lead us all to the same place. You are brilliant. You already knew it. Now, some of you have been out there with me when I tell you about these naysayers that don't think justice is going to happen. You've been out there saying, I think it will, Kevin. Now, there are a lot of you who have been in that camp going, I don't know, man, Kevin. Doesn't seem like we can ever get these guys to come to justice or whatever. And, yeah, I get it. I understand it. But it's coming. So the Geneva was asked, what's going to happen in terms of who's going to need lawyers and where is this all leading and how did it all start? And he gives us some insight. So let's go back into his interview. Here we go.
Joe, what do you think about some of the things that have come out where we see there are questions that have come out of the report? For instance, Joseph Mifsud, we now know, according to from the Mueller report, that he lied to the FBI about the timeline of his contact with George Papadopoulos. And yet he has not been charged. George Papadopoulos was charged about lying with his contacts with Joseph Mifsud. So why was one charged and one was not charged? Those are questions that are being asked that are coming up.
Yes.
Do we ever see the answers to those?
Well, here's the thing about Joseph Mifsud. He was an agent of John Brennan. If he lied to the FBI, he did so with the insistence of John Brennan. The FBI didn't believe Mifsud. They were using him. He's part of the agents of disinformation that were used to create false intelligence to feed back in front of U.S. courts. Mr. Mifsud is in Rome. They know where he lives. If they want to go talk to him, they can send the FBI legal attaché from the office in Rome. I can give you the address and have him go over and interview him. And he will tell them to go to hell. And if I were Mr. Mifsud, I would too. But when all is said and done, this is a John Brennan special. John Brennan created this entire scheme, made sure that it happened, got GCHQ in London to electronically spy on Americans, and Mr. Brennan needs a lawyer. He may need several, actually.
Maybe that gives you a little bit more insight as to why John Brennan is all over TV, former CIA director under Obama, is all over TV talking about how Trump is deranged and how crazy it, and all this. And let me tell you something. John Brennan knows he is in big trouble. Deep kimchi, deep doo-doo, whatever you want to use, he's in big trouble. And so is James Clapper and many of these other clowns that know to what level this goes. Now, I've asked this question many times, and I'll ask it again. We are focused on so many other things that appear to be big, right? All these other distractions for the Democrats when they know with 100% certainty, not 99, not 99.9%. They know with 100% certainty that they attempted a coup of the President of the United States. And prior to that, they attempted to blackball a pretty upstanding member of American society. And you can get into what you think about Donald Trump and all these little nuances. But at the end of the day, he's a pretty good, in terms of what you want out of a citizen, a capitalist, creating jobs, putting money back into the economy, the tax base, etc. That's pretty good. Not committing crimes. He's not shooting American citizens and looking for sanctuary. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, they know they're in trouble. And they tried to blackball him. Then when he became president, the coup continued. And it all points back to the tainted role of the dossier. Remember when Comey made the comment, it's not spying. We had a court order. You had an illegal court order. It's funny how Comey, the words that are going to come back to bite them are going to be so fun to watch. Anyway, I got to move on because I won't get these clips in. So here's Brennan talking about indictments.
And now with Bill Barr clearly taking a look at the people who got all of this started, who do you believe should lawyer up first? Who's the first target in all of this?
Oh, I think Brennan and Comey are top of the list. And then there are a series of people clearly struck, and all those people have to lawyer up. McCabe is already lawyered up. And by the way, I think McCabe's indictment is being postponed because they have other information related to other crimes, which is why he's not being indicted. They may give him a chance to cooperate by giving him a plea deal so he can participate against Brennan. But Comey's going to be a witness against Brennan because those two had conversations about all of this. Top guy, though, this whole scheme started with Brennan. And by the way, don't ever forget this. Remember that Susan Rice memo, January 20th, 2017, for the record, about President Obama knowing all about this, meeting with the intel officials. The question isn't, The question remains now, how many other meetings were there at the White House involving President Obama, the Vice President, Susan Rice, and other people with the intel and law enforcement people about trying to do this stuff against Trump?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Interview by Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney out of D.C. And he's laying it out there. He's telling you what I told you this will lead. People think Obama is untouchable. Oh, people are going to, it'll be riding in the street if somebody does something to Barack Obama. Let me tell you something. Barack Obama is going to fry over this. L.A. just named the street for him. I forget what the name of. They named the street for him. I told you. I said this years ago. Everywhere they're naming stuff after Obama, prepare to take it down. Prepare to take it down. Barack Obama is guilty as sin. He is going to be made to pay for it. They're going to find out to what degree this man was willing to pass along the torch to Hillary Clinton, and that's going to make everything else he's done circumspect. Wait until they start doing the autopsy on that corpse. Fast and furious, veterans dying on waiting list, going after conservatives with the IRS. Mr. Scandal Free is going to find out that it's not the way he thinks it is. So what's going to be Barr's next move is what DeGeneva talks about next. So let's finish it out with that, because this is a fascinating interview held on WMAL and stationed out of D.C. And I'm glad they did this because, as I said, it validates the stuff that I feel like I've been talking about. And Joe just gives you a little bit more context. So here it is.
Joe, in 30 seconds here, what is the timeline? When do we start to see Bill Barr start to move on some of this?
Oh, he's already doing it now. Okay. I can tell you, I don't know this for a fact, but he's a serious lawyer. When he said he's looking at it to understand it, it's already underway.
Again, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. I've said this, and I don't want to keep making it sound, oh, look at how good I am. No, I've said that. You can read people's language when you've been doing this stuff as long as I have, having to work with the highest level of people in large corporations and understanding their motivations. Where else can you, and then balance that with common sense. You don't indict Trump, no collusion, no obstruction. Then you go, well, then how do we get to where we spent over $30 million looking at this? Oh, yeah, it was that Steele dossier. Wait a minute. That was fraudulent, which means fruit of the poison tree or whatever they call it. So let's start looking at stuff. We've already got people under being looked at. I mean, one of the biggest revelations he said earlier was, I think they're preparing indictments. I think that was played earlier, right, on McCabe and others. I think the reason why we haven't seen it is because there's more. They're digging for more. What do you think the inspector general is going to – by the way, Horowitz, the inspector general, who is not a partisan, I mean, not at least according to this report, what I've seen from him, what do you think he's digging into? He's looking into the Clinton Foundation. He's got to be looking at ties to Russia. As DeGeneva said earlier, why did Mueller have to get a waiver? He's directly involved with that Uranium One deal. Folks, if you think, let the Democrats have their fun. Let Adam Schiff think that he's got us on the road. Oh, there's certainly Congress. There's many reasons to impeach, and there's collusion and all this. Keep digging your hole deeper and deeper. Democrats already know what's going on. They're walking away. Democrats know. Independents have an overwhelming, I'm talking about well over in the 70% are saying, we now are getting it. It's only a matter of time. And here's the sad thing for the Democrats. Wait until they burst the bubble of all these millennials. These kids that have put all this faith in socialism and all this and have believed their elders. They believed in this shift of government. They have believed in government. I mean, I don't know why you would believe it, but they've been raised to believe government can take care of everything. Wait till their bubble bursts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.